from Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Here's Jimmy Kimmel!
Hi, everyone. Thank you. I'm Jimmy. I'm the host of the show. Thanks for watching. And thank you for joining us on a very special night. 50 years ago today, a Build-A-Bear workshop exploded next to a tequila factory, and a beautiful baby boy was born. And tonight, we celebrate him. Where is our birthday boy? Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Happy cinquentenera. Is that what it is, Guillermo?
That's what it is, Jimmy.
Look at you. Oh, no. How much have you had to drink today?
Six, seven, eight.
Oh, boy.
We've been showering our friend with love and tequila all day long today.
Yes!
Guillermo was born in 1971, the same year Mark Wahlberg, Ewan McGregor, and John Hamm were born. It's he's a big part of what could very well be the hunkiest year in human history. And, of course, not just here in Los Angeles. People have been celebrating the birth of Guillermo all around the world.
I love you too, guys.
Do you remember the first time you were on the show?
Yes.
You were, we actually looked it up. This is from February of 2005. This is right after the Michael Jackson trial. There were a bunch of tell-all books about Michael Jackson coming out. One of them was written by the dancer in the Way You Make Me Feel video. She wrote a book about Michael called The Way He Made Me Feel. So we did a segment. We had Guillermo, who at the time was our parking lot security guard, play the role of the guy who did catering on that video set and who also wrote a book about Michael.
He was always very hungry. He loves tuna fish. Read it all in my book, The Way I Make His Meal. It is a real killer.
Buy the book.
Yes. We have so many talented people working here on the show.
That was Guillermo. He works in our parking lot. I wonder what happened to the other guy.
I think he went back to Mexico.
Yeah.
What a journey. Do you ever go back out to the parking lot and think, what, just take it all in?
Once in a while.
Once in a while. All right. Well, we have a big surprise for you later.
All right. Cool.
You know what it is?
No, I don't have no idea. But
all right,
I
very
wait.
Good. Today, also, they had the, this is an annual thing. It's the unveiling of the doomsday clock. This is the clock that supposedly tells us how close we are to the end of the world. Who decided we need this? Can we hit the snooze button on the doomsday clock this year? Anyway, they say we're 100 seconds to midnight, which means nothing. I don't know. And, you know, I watch this every year. It's always underwhelming. It's two nerds pulling a black sheet off of what appears to be $11 worth of foam core. I mean, come on, if you really want to get people's attention to let them know the world's going to end, do it. Give it some effort. Get Michael Bay involved. Let Michael Bay blow up one of the polar ice caps and have Vin Diesel dive away from it in slow motion. That's how you get people to watch. Or if you don't have a $100 million budget, do something fun with it, like this.
Today, the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists leaves the doomsday clock unchanged. It is 100 seconds to midnight.
We are dead. We are dead. It's an existential dread.
You understand? Get the kids involved. Do something, because the message isn't getting through. People under 25 don't even know how to read a clock, okay? This is interesting. You know who the highest paid government employee is of the U.S. government? Dr. Fauci is number one, for real. Dr. Fauci makes more than the president. He made $434,000 last year. And, of course, some people are angry. They're criticizing, which is crazy. I mean, first of all, he's a doctor. That's what doctors make. You want a discount doctor in there? And secondly, he's trying to stop a pandemic. He's not out playing golf with his beeper off. So I'm okay with Dr. Fauci earning half of what Kevin from The Office makes doing videos on Cameo every year. This is something I like to get Dr. Fauci's take on. In China, they're rolling out a new and supposedly more effective COVID test. Instead of swabbing your nose, this one goes in through the nostril in your butt. It is an anal swab, and 80% of Chinese people say they refuse to use it. They don't want it. I don't know why. I don't know about you, but I, for one, welcome the Chinese anal swab. In fact, Guillermo, guess what I got you for your birthday?
I don't want it either.
Remember, you can catch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.